Here are some of today's top stories. The cleanup is on after an overnight of strong storms that moved through the area. Thousands of people across central Indiana are impacted by downed trees and power lines from these latest storms. IPL and Duke Energy are reporting thousands of customers without power, but they're working to restore it. The windows at the Greenwood Value City were blown out in the high winds. They plan to open the store at 10. More than 150 new state laws passed by the 2014 General Assembly go into effect today. Get ready to pay more at the pump because among them is a gasoline usage tax that will be 7% of the average price of gasoline statewide during the previous month. Keep your eye open for another of these law changes. A restructured criminal code creates minimum sentences for the most violent felonies and adds up to 20 years onto the sentences of habitual felons. Organizers of Indy's bike share program say it's speeding well beyond expectations. They say about 30,000 riders have taken advantage of it in the first 3 months. They say the Indianapolis Cultural Trail has generated more than $161,000 in revenue since it launched in April. Indianapolis is shutting down Mass Ave today for a giant viewing party for the World Cup match between the U.S. and Belgium. There will be food and beverage trucks. Gates open at 2, and the admission is free. Republicans are happy with the Supreme Court's ruling on birth control, while Democrats say the decision is misguided. The high court said some private companies with religious objections like Hobby Lobby do not have to provide coverage for certain types of contraceptives to employees. The 5-4 decision deals a blow to the birth control mandate in the health care reform law. General Motors will start accepting claims from injured victims and families of victims who died in crashes caused by faulty ignition switches. Those claims can be filed between August 1st and December 31st. They're reportedly offering at least $1 million to families who can prove that the faulty part caused the fatal wreck. Meanwhile, GM recalled an additional 8.4 million vehicles just yesterday because of ignition switch problems. Check their website to see if your car is one of them. Here's a Bring Back Our Girls update. A Nigerian businessman is under arrest, suspected of helping in the abduction of hundreds of schoolgirls this spring. Nigerian authorities say the businessman helped the militant rebel group Boko Haram plan and carry out this abduction. Nigerian troops also arrested two women who are accused of coordinating payments to others involved in the kidnappings. Rebels took the 276 girls from a school in northeast Nigeria this past April. Nearly 220 of those girls are still being held. Partly cloudy today with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 88. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on Indy's R&B leader 106.7 WTLC and right here online at tlcnaptown.com.